This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're handing the war over to a genocidal dictator.
Retired Marine Corps General John Allen there referring to the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. As the retired general says, President Trump is wrong to withdraw U.S. ground forces from Syria.
We're handing it over to Vladimir Putin, who is fully in favor of our departing, and we're undercutting an ally.
The president's decision causing another former general, now Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, to announce he'll be retiring in February. Also upset that the president is calling for a halving of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. A partial government shutdown could begin at midnight now after the U.S. House did approve a spending bill including over $5 billion for the president's border wall, something that 49 Democrats in the Senate promised to be voting against, meaning it wouldn't pass in that chamber. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Breaking news is there's been an arrest in the case of a missing Colorado mom. Patrick Frazee, the fiancé of Kelsey Barrett, taken away in handcuffs this morning, though it's unclear what he's exactly being charged with. Reports are the investigation unfolded rapidly in the past 2 days and that Barrett is no longer believed to be alive. Police focusing their attention on Frazee, searching his home and property several times in recent days. Barrett was last seen on Thanksgiving, though she wasn't reported missing until December 2nd. Also breaking economic news, getting new government figures showing the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 3.4% in the year's third quarter, slightly lower than the previous estimate. Economists believe economic growth is slowing in the fourth quarter, but still GDP performance for the year is on track to be the best since 2005. President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame has been repaired again after being vandalized twice this week. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A powerful storm moving up from the Gulf Coast across the Carolinas into the Mid-Atlantic and now into the Northeast, causing delays for travelers as the holiday travel season really kicks into gear. It's causing slowdowns on the highways as well as at some airports, but luckily this storm is mostly rain rather than anything frozen. One family doing all it can to spread some Christmas cheer. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Every Christmas season, Liette Rebeck gathers her family around and wraps presents for the Christmas season. Now, these presents aren't just for anyone, though. They're for Gold Star families. Rebeck runs a nonprofit organization called Believe With Me, which makes sure children of Gold Star families are going to have a Christmas with gifts under the Christmas tree. She shares with Fox News where she came up with this idea.
So, a few years back, my family and I were going through a really tough time, and I met a Gold Star mom. And she had so much joy and passion and purpose that I kept a picture of her boy and another 29 that were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. And I looked at those faces every day. Yeah. And when I would be tempted to give up in my own battles, I would think about those families and think, I can't give up.
Again, that's USA Radio's Tim Berg filing that report. And winter arriving today. The winter solstice comes at 5:23 p.m. Eastern Time, marking the exact time the Northern Hemisphere will be farthest from the sun. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. My good friend Bill Salas is back with us, media personality that has appeared on major Christian TV networks like TVN, CBN, Daystar, and more. Additionally, he's a conference speaker and the best-selling author of Psalm 83, The Missing Prophecy Revealed. Mr. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. I'm having a great holiday season. How about yourself?
Hey, terrific. I love this season, Bill. You know, I am, I don't know. I just am so blessed. I've always, even as a little kid, I love Christmas. I love the colors. I love the music. I love the sentiment. Yes, I mean, it can get a little crazy, you know, people diving for the last parking space at shopping malls and things like that, and you get Grinches abounding. But, you know, that aside, you know, when you hold on to the higher calling and what God has given us with his son and the redemptive story that reminds us at least once a year for weeks, Bill, for weeks. And this is the thing that hit me. I don't know why I didn't appreciate this earlier. But like no other holiday, we spend weeks on Christmas, and you know, it is God that has controlled the calendar. I mean, you know, there's atheists out there, oh, I don't believe in God, and go, you know, God is all over the place, including your calendars, and like it or not, you know, in this particular season, we've got what, almost 6 weeks officially of the Christmas season. I know there's some retailers that look at, we've been since Labor Day, we've been pushing out the colors of Christmas and, you know, trying to get everybody in the mood for obviously some retail results here. But, you know, spiritually speaking, you know, there's just, you know, this is the way God intended it to be, is that we would have this time to pause and think about the real reason for the season. What Christmas is all about, the gift that God has given us in his son, and you know, as he tells us, the gift he gives us is not to be contained. It's supposed to be shared, right?
That's right. You know, salvation is a gift of God. We're told in the book of Ephesians, mm-hmm. We're saved by faith through grace, not of works, lest anyone should boast. You know, you talk about gifts. The best gift anyone can have this season is that gift,
right?
Their salvation through Jesus Christ, and they need to open it up, though. I mean, yeah. Who would get the biggest present under the tree and leave it unopened?
Exactly. Yeah, why would you just carry it around with bows on it and everything? And, you know, why not open it up? And so this is, again, God's salutation, his blessing, his reaching out to his creation, once again saying, look, the deal's not up, no matter no matter how bad you think it is, you know, in your political environment or, you know, personally what may have done, it doesn't matter. God's greater than all that. And he says, look, it come. And the invitation is here. And we have weeks to talk about it, to get prepared for it, and to really embrace what, you know, what Christmas is really all about.
Well, you're right. And, you know, he made it perfectly clear. He talked about the importance of this season, the birth of the Messiah. He put up indicators throughout the prophets prior to the coming of Messiah. He'd be born of a virgin, we're told in Isaiah 7:14. He'd come out of Bethlehem in Micah 5:2. I mean, there was roughly about 300 prophecies letting people know, hey, listen, when Jesus come, I mean, what more could God have done?
Exactly.
Let people know when the Messiah would come. Even in Daniel 9:24-27, he told the amount of time, exact period of time, weeks of years, 7 weeks per, 7 years per week, when he would actually come. And it was exactly when Jesus came. So he did all he could to let us know that Jesus was coming. Jesus came, and we're celebrating that season right now. And again, that's the gift that keeps giving.
Exactly.
The relationship you can have with Jesus Christ. And when we're going to talk a little bit today about prophecy, we're going to recap this year. And you know, it says in Revelation 19:10 that the spirit of prophecy is the very testimony of Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Well, Bill, before we get there, though, I want to, you know, hold on to that for that and have a Salem moment on the idea of the 300 prophecies that were indices of Jesus' coming, God's intent for his creation. Who else in the history of our world has been set aside and sanctified like Jesus Christ?
Well, you know, the fact that he fulfilled all those prophecies, and by the way, let's remind the listeners, there's many more about his second coming, too, that he will also fulfill to the sea. A study was done, and I hope I don't mess this up, where they tried to analyze, if you took silver dollars and you put them all throughout the state of Texas, and you marked one of them red, and then you said, go in there and try to find on your first pick the one that's marked red, that's how the biggest miracle of finding out, you know, to fulfill all those prophecies in one man at his first coming would be like finding that one silver dollar in the state of Texas.
At your first shot.
So, I mean, you know, this we don't want to take that lightly. God let us know Jesus was coming. He came. He died for our sins. He's coming back. And we're celebrating that season right now, Bill.
Amen. Well, let's go on. Let's take a look at 2018. Your previous book, The Now Prophecies, laid out some of these things that, we have a fulfillment of prophecies taking place even this very moment. And this was quite a year, and as you mentioned earlier, yet all these prophecies leading up to where we are today, and we've got more prophecies saying, get ready, Maranatha, Jesus is coming again. And as you and I have discussed before on many of occasion, you know, God's batting 1,000% with these, you know, roughly 65% prophecies that have already been fulfilled. So what's the likelihood that his batting average is maintained at 1,000% for the remainder of the prophecies yet to be fulfilled, right?
Exactly. And this is what I like to do when I come on your show. I really appreciate it, Bill, is that, you know, the world is getting the secular worldview of all the news that's going on. And, of course, there's so many things with the Trump scenario with the Mueller investigation and then Cohen and Stormy Daniels and, you know, what about the wall? And the list goes on. But you know what? There's a biblical perspective and a prophetic narrative that we need to look at because we have that available to us. You know, centuries ago, ages ago, Hebrew prophets put forward prophecies that are actually for our time. And we actually see them state setting right now, dealing with Jerusalem, for instance. Or the
Bill, can I interject this one point here? Because of prophecies and what they do for us in terms of anchoring our hope. See, this when you understand this, this will keep you from getting the vapors like Nancy Pelosi got over the resignation of Mad Dog Mattis, okay? I just wanted to interject that because people are getting so amped up about the political environment without realizing that, look, it, there is something better. There's a higher calling if we hold to that. And God is saying, hey, here I am. You know, I'm knocking. Are you answering?
Exactly. Okay, Syria. That's what Mad Dog Mattis, Trump's pulling out of Syria. We can talk about Syria. You know, that's in the Bible all over the place.
Exactly.
So Absolutely,
well,
Bill.
We've got about 35 seconds to break, but we're going to spend the entire hour here with Bill Salas, and as we look at these prophecies that have been fulfilled just in 2018, and a short forecast as to what's just around the corner. Of course, Bill is the author of The Now Prophecies, and The Next Prophecies is coming up next, right?
Well, it's already out, and we'll be talking about that book as we go into 2019, the first week or two of January on your show.
Okay, we've got a quick break coming up. That's next. And we've got Bill Salas, more of Bill after this. Stay with us, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sing the love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
You better believe it. Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Bill Salas continues. The focus is the prophecy from a biblical worldview, and we're reviewing 2018 and the prophetic revelations that that we saw happening right before our eyes. Bill, let's start off with the U.S. Embassy moved to Jerusalem.
Absolutely. You know, several things happened in May that are very prophetically significant. One is dealing with Jerusalem. The other, of course, the same time frame was Iran's nuclear deal. But let's start with the embassy on May 14th, making good on a presidential campaign promise. Trump moved the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem is the subject of many end times Bible prophecies. It's the most most mentioned city in the Bible. And we find out in Zechariah 12, actually, because this is, we don't know where the dust is going to settle on this, but Zechariah 12, 2 tells us that, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness, or some translations, trembling, to all the surrounding peoples when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. And he goes on to talk about how that the event in a war, the Israeli Defense Forces will be involved and defeat those surrounding countries. And of course, they're listed in another prophecy in Psalm 83 and elsewhere. But, you know, the Jerusalem, in according to Islam, is the third holiest city in Islam behind Mecca and Medina. This is a really big deal. They want it to be the capital city for a Palestinian state. And so it is. We see that it is a cup of trembling and drunkenness to those Arabs around there. So we'll see what happens. Are we going to see the fulfillment of Zechariah 12? Are we getting crackling on the phone? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. We are getting a little crackling, but that's okay. Okay. I can hear you fine. Keep going.
Well, okay. Well, so they were definitely watching for Jerusalem. And to see if that'll find fulfillment in that prophecy, because ultimately that leads to a war. Mm-hmm. And that could be the what happens with Trump moving the embassy over there. We don't know what will happen there. The Arabs at some point are going to continue to lay siege on that area and be concerned about Jerusalem. And when they do, there'll be like a cup of drunkenness to them. Do you want to call back? Try to call me back?
Yeah, we can do that. We'll go ahead and hit the pause button, even though we're live, and we'll try and do it, because it seems like we've got something cooking suddenly there on the other end. And so while Brad reconnects with Bill Salas, we'll pick up on that. Yeah, you know, the other thing to keep in mind regarding Jerusalem, you know, of all places that God could choose to put his name, he put his name in Jerusalem. I mean, he claimed Jerusalem for himself. This is what is so precious about this city. And it's also why it is such a problem, you know, for Muslims and other antithetical forces, because they know that it speaks of God's sovereignty and his, you know, his choice over Jerusalem. And, you know, the Arabs and those antithetical forces are doing everything, I say, you know, controlled by Satan, to try to invalidate God. But look at all these years. I mean, this has been going on for thousands of years. Bill, what I was saying to the audience while you were gone is that, you know, of all places that we know that God decided to place his name, he placed his name in Jerusalem. And that is, you know, right there tells you so much of why Jerusalem is in the center of all. And, you know, as you and I talked about earlier, I think one of our first meetings, what I realized that where we were with the prophetic clock was that it's if the hour hand is set, and what has been passing, you know, since Jesus came back is minutes and seconds are flying by, and it is a matter of time, and he who controls the seasons and time still has control.
Absolutely. You know, and that crackling's back. I'm so sorry. I don't know what it is. We were fine when your technician called me a minute ago. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 3:17 tells us that when Jesus returns, Jerusalem will be the throne of God. Mm-hmm. All the nations shall be gathered to it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. No more shall they follow the dictates of their evil hearts. So, you know, the fact that the Islamic faith believes Jerusalem's the third holiest city, even though it's not even mentioned in the Quran, their whole mm-hmm. one time. The point is, this is the apex of the universe, really, as far as things go.
Exactly.
This is going to reign from Jerusalem in the Messianic Kingdom, and that's probably going to happen fairly soon from all the indicators that we see going on.
Well, excellent. Okay, so you're saying that according to Zechariah 12, that with this move, I mean, we had several presidents before Donald Trump saying, yes, we agree, we're going to acknowledge Jerusalem, you know, and move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, acknowledge that that is their seat of authority. But it never, nobody followed up on it because, you know, they've been trying to come up with this two-state solution, which I think is against the word of God.
Well, right. You know, the U.S. Jerusalem Embassy Act came out during the time of Bill Clinton, and it provided funding and approval to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But there was a six-month waiver that kept getting signed by it was Clinton, and then it was Bush, and then it was Obama. And Trump said he was going to move the embassy, and sure enough, he did. One thing he has done is he's kept some of his presidential campaign promises. He's struggling with the wall right now. He can't seem to get the funding for it, but he did back out of the Iran nuclear deal. That was on May 8th. Just about a week later, on May 14th, he did move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And so that has a lot of spiritual implications, Bill, because of it's, you know, it's the holy city to three faiths, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. And it's where Jesus Christ is going to come back and reign from. And so no matter what the Arab saints are going to try to do here, is the Islamic faith, they're not going to prevail.
So what is your read now with the United States backing out of the Iran nuclear deal?
Well, you know, Iran's a subject of two end times Bible prophecies. One is in Ezekiel 38 under the banner of Persia, and they hook up together in that prophecy with a coalition of nine members spearheaded by Russia. There'd be Turkey involved and some of the North African countries, the Muslim-related countries. But there's another one in Jeremiah chapter 49 dealing with ancient Elam, which is where hugs the Persian Gulf right there. It's where the Bashar nuclear reactor is. It's a nuclear disaster waiting to happen right there. It's built on where three tectonic plates converge. There's a prophecy there in Jeremiah chapter 49 that deals with a disaster. It sounds like it's nuclear. When it happens, the indigenous population flees. They become exiles. They go into different, scatter into the nations of the world. And that's by the Persian Gulf. Now, Iran is threatening. You know, sanctions hit pretty hard on November 4th. And they were threatening in August, and they had threatened this in the past couple of years, that they would shut down the Strait of Hormuz.
Exactly.
Hormuz. And they can do that. And that's where about 35% of the world's seaborne oil goes through, about 20% of the traded oil goes through there. If they get landmines in there and try to shut it down, and there's concerns that's what they're planning on doing, analysts believe it could take months to, you know, win that war and clean up that the Strait of Hormuz is 21 miles, nautical miles at this point. So, you know, that would put, you know, we're seeing the stock market get a little hiccup right now. What do you think would happen if that happened?
No doubt.
And Iran is, you know, the rial is down to, you know, to the American dollar, it's 0.000024. I mean, it's less than a penny.
Wow.
They're experiencing inflation really badly over there with their monetary system, monies. So, you know, this is a real problematic situation, and 80% of the population in Iran is under 35 years old. They were born after the takeover of the mullahs in 1979, the Ayatollah. So they're very discontent with what's going on.
Yeah, if you don't have a civil war that takes place there, and this continues to move in the direction that it is heading, then we're realizing another prophetic fulfillment pretty soon and soon again.
I believe so. So we're watching Jerusalem closely in 2019 and Iran.
And the Strait of Hormuz. We'll keep an eye on that. We've got more from Bill Salas as we talk about the prophetic of what we have seen be realized and what is shaping up as we just look in the rearview mirror. We're not going that far back. We're just looking at the past 12 months here. And, of course, what is following is the next prophecies. And those, some of those are being realized as well. And that Bill outlines in his book that maybe we may get a chance to talk about. More from Bill Salas after this.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get cold cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're handing the war over to a genocidal dictator.
Retired Marine Corps General John Allen there referring to the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. As the retired general says, President Trump is wrong to withdraw U.S. ground forces from Syria.
We're handing it over to Vladimir Putin, who is fully in favor of our departing, and we're undercutting an ally.
The president's decision causing another former general, now Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, to announce he'll be retiring in February. Also upset that the president is calling for a halving of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. A partial government shutdown could begin at midnight now after the U.S. House did approve a spending bill including over $5 billion for the president's border wall, something that 49 Democrats in the Senate promised to be voting against, meaning it wouldn't pass in that chamber. This is USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in
your program,
bright,
your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
That's the way you like us, coming at you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and Bill Salas continues with us. Media personality, prophecy expert, author of many, many best-selling books. One of my favorite remains, Psalm 83, revealed his two most recent, The Now Prophecies and The Next Prophecies. Bill, we were looking back at the rearview mirror of 2018. We just finished talking about at least what's going on in Iran. Of course, what's in the news right now, seriously, is Saudi Arabia and the Sunni states.
Absolutely. You know, in Iran, of course, you know, we could spend the whole program on the dangers of that. Mm-hmm. We'll show you that Saudi Arabia is also very concerned about Iran, mm-hmm. that their tentacles, of course, in Syria now, stronger than ever, been sending missiles over through to Hezbollah up north. But Saudi Arabia is very concerned about Iran trying to spread its hegemony throughout the Middle East. Mm-hmm. Iran is in Lebanon. They're in Syria now. They've got strongholds in Iraq and in Yemen to the south of Saudi Arabia. They've got the Houthis terrorist group down there. They're proxies. Mm-hmm. Been sending missiles into Saudi Arabia in 2018. Saudi Arabia wants to build a wall. Speaking about wall, fencing between the borders of Yemen and Saudi Arabia because of this issue. And Saudi Arabia is actually We've got a $110 billion arms deal with Donald Trump, biggest weapons deal in our nation's history. When this Khashoggi, the journalist of the Washington Post, was was killed in Turkey, it created a big rift. Ruffle in the feathers for Trump's situation there, you know, trying to find out if, you know, who was involved in that. So we're watching this, but the interesting dynamic of Saudi Arabia, because of their concerns about Iran's nuclear program, just across the Gulf from Saudi Arabia and those other Gulf Cooperative Council countries, is Iran's nuclear program. And that prophecy I was talking about before the break, Jeremiah chapter 49, talks about Iran having enemies, plural, a menu of enemies, not just Israel. And ultimately a disaster happens in this prophecy. And, you know, Saudi Arabia could be involved. So could the U.S. perhaps. So could Israel on an attack. It appears to be an attack. It says there'll be a sword involved. That's a typology for, you know, a military confrontation. So there's an old saying in the Middle East, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And the strangest bedfellows that you can think of would be Israel and Saudi Arabia. They don't have normalized relationships. If you're a Jew, you don't even think about going to Mecca. You'll lose your life. This is a very interesting dynamic. And all of a sudden, Saudi Arabia has got this huge arms deal with America, which is, you know, it's not in jeopardy per se. Trump wants to hold that on. But the Khashoggi episode was a big deal. And that's
without a doubt.
And, you know, and the other thing, too, is one of the concerns that's happening right now with Iran continuing to pursue its nuclear program is a shift of the balance of power in the Middle East, an arms race for nuclear weapons, a nuclear arms race. Some believe Saudi Arabia actually has access to a couple of nuclear bombs from Pakistan. So, you know, that is a big deal. And taking $110 billion worth of arms and a couple of nuclear weapons, you know, I know they seem to be Israel's friend now, but I would be very concerned if I'm Israel down the road.
Well, Bill, regarding the United States, with Trump kind of disengaging a bit here, which, you know, you and I touched on, caused some feathers to be ruffled a bit, and General Mattis decided to hand in his resignation. Of course, still the number one question domestically is where is America in end time prophecy? It's still a question. And when you start to see that, you know, Trump is backing away and saying, look at that, what's been going on, as you've written about, I mean, this is ancient years of hatred that has been well conditioned between the Sunni and Shia and, you know, the Mideast, all these thousands of years that have been going on. And they just keep wanting to fuss and fight and kill each other. And so it's like, okay, you know, maybe this is all part of it and why we see so little, if nothing at all, about the, you know, United States being involved in end time prophecy, is that maybe Trump is the one to take America out of the area to finally let these guys fight it out.
Let them duke it out. Huh? Well, you know, you make a very good point. We'll talk about America in the show. But, you know, there's an ancient hatred that goes back from time immemorial of the Arabs towards the Jews. And that's played itself out throughout time. It's played itself out since in modern history with the wars of the Arab wars with Israel, even in 1948 when they were rebirthed as a nation. But, you know, a lot of people don't think about the fact that the Arabs have been killing each other. More Arabs have killed Arabs than they have Jews throughout time. And you've got the Persians also. They're not really Arabs. That's in Iran. And in the mix of a lot of those Arabs and the Persians, you have the central faith is Islam with two split factions, Sunnis and Shiite.
Right.
And so, you know, they're killing each other too. Iran and Iraq were in a war, Sunnis versus Shia, for 8 years, 1980 to 1988. So, you know, you make a really good point. It's a very unsettled area over there. Syria has become just a civil war ground with, you know, different dogs in each fight over there. And now Russia's got a strong foothold in there. But America, you know, pulling out, you know, you got a couple interesting developments this year, all the Hamas episodes with the protests going on and the missiles firing into Israel. Avigdor Lieberman, who was the defense minister of Israel, he stepped down. He was concerned. This is what supposedly, reportedly, he was concerned that Netanyahu was not tough enough on Hamas. Now you've got Trump pulling out of Syria, a couple thousand troops we had in there. He was pulling out of withdrawal, just announced this on the 19th of December. And Mattis steps down. And so they're suggesting maybe there's a connection there, that Trump was too soft on, you know, in that situation. And so, you know, what are these dynamics? Where are they going to lead? But we have Netanyahu, who's now making himself the defense minister of Israel. Mm-hmm. Prime minister also now going to be a defense minister. We don't know who Trump's going to put in there behind Mattis, but we got to watch all these things. But the Middle East is about to explode, Bill, and ancient predictions are about to roll off their parchments and pound down on the pavement. I've been watching this stuff closely. I've been shocked they haven't found fulfillment yet. Isaiah 17 talks about the city of Damascus being destroyed.
It should be no more. I mean, you look at it now, you see the pictures, and you go, it's pretty much rubbled right now. It's barely existing. And, you know, who does Assad have left to lead?
Well, Assad got his early Christmas present from Donald Trump,
yeah.
I'll tell you. And now, you know, there's a concern that Iran is going to just jump right into the vacuum that's left behind now with the troops falling out and Russia's in there. Israel's somewhat concerned. I mean, actually, they're borderline panicking about what are we going to do now. And so, you know, we'll have to see how that all lays out. But
how about a little bit of a dogfight between Russia and Iran over Syria?
Well, you know, the thing is, Russia's involved in an end times prophecy in Ezekiel 38 with Iran,
mm-hmm.
and their national relationships have never been stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And Russia has nuclear contracts. I think they're supposed to build several more, maybe, I think it's up to maybe eight more facilities in Iran, nuclear facilities. So, you know, when the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action treaty or plan was made with Iran and the P5+1, which included Russia, when that was done, Russia jumped right on in and started making contracts with Iran. They finally sent them that S-300 missile defense system,
mm-hmm.
state-of-the-art missile defense system. So I don't see Russia and Iran doing anything but becoming better buddies.
Okay.
And now we got Turkey getting in relationship with Russia as well. Strange bedfellows there. But Turkey's also involved in this Ezekiel 38 prophecy. So when we watch all these things, stage setting, you know, you had on September 7th of 2018 a meeting in Tehran between Prime Minister Erdogan of Turkey, President Putin of Russia, President Rouhani of Iran. They met together, and they don't really realize they're involved in a biblical prophecy.
Right.
These are three of the top players in this prophecy, and they met to talk about the normalization of Syria in the future. You know, Turkey's concerned about the Kurds over there, and so you still got these interesting dynamics, but you see these leaders coming together. The weapons are formed, the technologies are developed, the relationships are coming together. I mean, there's nothing that I'm seeing in the Middle East right now that isn't telling me a biblical prophecy or two are about to find fulfillment, and that could even happen in 2019.
Exactly. Well, our conversation with Bill Salas, author of The Now Prophecies and The Next Prophecies, and Psalm 83, more from the prophetic expert when we come back. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Just in time for the holiday season, Amazon announced the Best of Prime 2018, celebrating Prime members' favorites of the past year. The most popular product was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote among U.S. members. Justin Timberlake was the most streamed artist worldwide on Prime Music. And Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, as well as Homecoming starring Julia Roberts, were the most binge shows on Prime Video. According to Amazon spokesperson Julie Law, fast delivery defined the year.
Throughout the past year, Prime members enjoyed ultra-fast delivery speeds, sometimes as quickly as 9 minutes with Prime Now. And around the world, Prime members ordered more than 2 billion products with one-day delivery or faster.
Best of Prime highlights how members in 17 countries enjoyed the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon. To see all of Prime members' favorites, visit amazon.com/bestofprime. And new members can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Have yourself.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Bill Salas continues, prophecy expert. Bill, in light of President Trump's announcement that we're bringing troops home from Afghanistan, we're getting them out of the Syria conflict, and people are concerned. What we hear is that we're abandoning our allies here, and particularly the Kurds. Although General Tata came out and said, "Look, we're moving our troops home, but it's not like we're not it's not like we're totally vacating the area. If something happens and we need to come back, though, because we heard before, well, ISIS was on the run and they're all but gone. And what happened previously with the Barack Obama administration, they were allowed to reorganize and further mastitize.
Absolutely. The Kurds are probably as vulnerable as anybody right now over there with respect to our pullout. There's roughly about 25 to 35 million Kurds inhabiting the mountainous region straddling, Turkey, Iraq, Syria, Iran, Armenia. They actually make up the fourth largest ethnic group in the Middle East. And with us pulling out, their greatest ally with U.S. pulling out, they're very concerned because there's a lot of rhetoric from Erdogan has been coming out. Here's just a couple of quick headlines here that have come out recently. Turkish president, that's Erdogan, renews threats to launch offensive against the Kurds. Huge populations of millions of Kurds in Turkey and the neighboring areas over there in Syria.
Do you think Trump made a deal with Erdogan in that conversation last week saying that, you better tamp down this deal? I mean, we'll get out of there, but you better leave the Kurds alone?
Well, I'm not hearing anything about that. That may be what happened, but you know, Erdogan, it says, here's another one, Erdogan more concerned about the Kurds than the Islamic State. Mm-hmm. That's the real threat to him on the borders there. That's what's interesting. That's what's really kind of drawn them in, for the most part, into the Syrian revolution, trying mm-hmm. to protect their borders from the Kurds.
Right.
Poor Kurds have been trying to have a Kurdistan, but the whole focus has been on the Palestinian state, you know, the other refugees in the neighborhood.
But they've helped the United States out a lot. I mean, without the Kurds, boy, we'd have been worse off in that situation, right? I mean, they've been. I mean, you talk about a loyal ally and a fighting force. I mean, they're rather fierce. I mean, everybody that I speak with that knows about this at the ground level, they have nothing but praise for the Kurds. So I could only hope and pray that Donald Trump has not abandoned the Kurds and that we don't find ourselves Vietnam Part Two.
Well, this is it. You know, the two best allies, Israel and then the Kurds, we'll put Kurds up there in the top two. Mm-hmm. You know, they're watching this closely. This is a big move for Trump to pull out. And what's going to happen? Well, Turkey's liable to start getting more aggressive against the Kurds. Iran's liable to get more of a foothold into Syria, as well Russia.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And Russia gave Syria, delivered their S-300 missile defense system in October of this year. So now, you know, because Israel has sent, you know, hundreds of strikes, over 200 since 2017, into Syria, trying
exactly.
to prevent Iran from getting weapons across the border into Hezbollah. And now, of course, Israel's got a whole new dynamic because they've seen that Hezbollah on the northern border from Lebanon has been, for a period of years, spending a lot of money building tunnels underground, like those Hamas tunnels were mm-hmm. By the Gaza.
Right.
So, you know, Israel's now concerned about, you know, Hezbollah. They've got about 150,000 missiles pointed at Israel. Some of them are precision-guided missiles. And Hezbollah, in my Psalm 83 book and in my Now Prophecies book, I mentioned they're actually probably in biblical prophecy in Psalm 83 called the Inhabitants of Tyre. And that's interesting because of what's going on with Israel and these tunnels that they're doing right now, trying to destroy them from the Israeli side, these Hezbollah tunnels. Many of the Hezbollah have been redeployed into Tyre, the ancient city of Tyre, alive and well in Lebanon today. So just a lot of things going on, Bill. I'm going to be shocked if something in 2019 doesn't result into an epic kind of war, maybe an epic battle, maybe a prophetic battle.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, you know, we talk about distraction of the United States. Everything that's boiling, I mean, we got to keep an eye on what's happening in the Middle East as far as biblical prophecy. People may say, well, you know, what's going on with China? You know, China with all the, you know, problems they're creating there in the Pacific and militarizing islands out there, Russia in the Antarctic, you know, Korea, and thank God right now Korea is silent. But it's not going to take much for the United States to be distracted and really, you know, potentially could be in a lot of trouble very quickly. And even though, I mean, thank God we got some military budget here, you know, almost $1 trillion was, you know, was authorized by Congress. And so this is a help, but we have got to move fast because we're like behind the curve here just a bit.
Well, we are. You know, Trump is boasting about building the strongest military of all the countries, and he's got a great concern about Russia and China. Russia is stepping up their nuclear rhetoric.
Yeah, they've got that new missile, right, that nobody can stop, they said?
That's right, and they've done some recent testing on that. So, you know, I understand Trump's concerns, and he's come out and said, you know, I'm pulling out of Syria. We don't want to be the policeman anymore. Let these other people fight their own battles. You know, I understand. And you know, but at the same token, he's got the vulnerability with Israel and the Kurds now, but you know, he's also got to be dealing with issues with respects to, you know, keeping the economy going. The economy's still doing well, but the stock market's starting to get volatile. Housing with the interest rates going up. There's a lot of things that he's got to put his focus on. And also, he's got to be concerned about more international powers with the military. So I kind of understand where he's going with all this stuff. I'm anxious to see who's going to be the new defense minister as we go into 2000, Secretary of Defense. To 2019.
Well, Bill, you talk about things that have his attention. I mean, we talk about the wall, will it, won't it, right now they're fighting this out. and you know, whether or not we close the government over the border wall, and which really what it all comes down to is national security. And you point out that you know, people are focused on, you know, the Central American migrants, but what they are overlooking quite conveniently, which surprises me, because the mainstream media has kind of, you know, they touch on it, they kind of report on it, and about as fast as it comes in, they let it go. And that has to do with Middle Easterners, you know, coming through the walls here and through these weak points in our border. I mean, it's being reported that we've got terrorists, you know, just, you know, walking into America, you know, unstopped virtually.
Well, yeah, basically, there's a pretty good understanding that Hezbollah, with oil money from Iran, made deals with the cartel over the last decade or even longer to set up camps, training camps and stuff through South America and up in Central America. And they've been making their way through our borders. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Homeland Secretary, Security Secretary Christian Nielsen in June said, on average, my department now blocks 10 known or suspected terrorists a day from traveling to or attempt to enter the United States. Now, of course, the liberals would disagree with that number, and they don't think it's that many. But, you know, that's the, and Trump keeps talking about, that's what he's touting with this wall. It's not just, you know, hardworking Mexicans who want to come over here and work. It's the terrorism, the terrorists that can come over here. And then the liberals will argue, well, we haven't had a terrorist attack from, you know, any evidences of that, and that sort of thing. But, you know, the wall is going to be big deal. That's one of his campaign promises. But he's having a hard time getting the funding on that. Mm-hmm. Again, he just had to recently back down on that so they can keep Congress alive and well into the new year.
Well, you mentioned Saudi Arabia, you know, following the lead of what Benjamin Netanyahu has demonstrated to the world is that walls do work. I mean, he told the president 99.5%. I mean, the argument here domestically is that walls don't work. I mean, the silly analogy of, well, if you build a 12-foot wall, all it takes is a 14-foot ladder to get over it. Well, like anything, what you're trying to do is dissuade. You're not trying to, you know, leave an open welcome mat to allow people to come in. I mean, this year, according to the secretary, we've had something like 60,000 illegal immigrants come into this country. 60,000, Bill. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot to create problems. I mean, here's people breaking the law coming in, and what are the chances that they're going to honor the law on the other side of the border?
Well, absolutely, and walls do work. They work throughout time. They prevent infiltration into your land. You know, they've got a proven factor. The Middle East is the most fenced-in and fortified region in the world, and within the Middle East, Israel is the most fenced-in and fortified country. They've got walls on every side of their land-bearing borders, even on Jordan. Mm-hmm. Now they've got some to keep you know, the ISIS, the Syrian refugees and things out, et cetera. So, you know, walls work, and we'll see how Trump will prevail in the new year, but, you know, he's definitely having a hard time with that.
Well, Luis Gutierrez cracked me up because he made one of the silliest statements I ever heard. This is what we love about the Democrats sometimes. They get so ideologically fixed, they come up with some really weird scenarios suggesting that if Trump would have been around during the time of baby Jesus, that Jesus wouldn't have been able to get to Egypt because he would have set up a wall.
That's a pretty big wall.
You gotta love these characters. I mean, you just can't take them too seriously. If you do, you're gonna, you know, give yourself brain damage, you know. Well, Bill Salas, as always, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, look forward to next year as we you know, delve further into the prophetic. You got it, sir.
Absolutely, Bill.
Thank you.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Cancer.